You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire. Social work students in Aotearoa, along with many other countries, undergo 120 hours of unpaid placement work as part of their qualifications. During this time, many students experience financial and material hardship, juggling placement work with paid work or other commitments. In a recently published paper, social workers discuss the conditions and offer possible solutions. I speak to one of the paper's authors, the University of Auckland's Professor Liz Beddo, about the paper and how these issues affect social work students. Could you go into a little bit briefly what the placement process is for social work students?
All social work students have to do two placements in order to meet the criteria to get registered when they've finished their degree. So they usually do one slightly shorter placement in the first year of a master's program or in the third year of a bachelor's program, and then a longer one in the second or final year. So there's a total of 125 days that they need to do, and they have to be done in blocks. They can't be sort of spread out. So, for example, in our qualifying masters, they do 3 days a week for quite a lengthy period of time to get to the sort of 60 days. And so it's quite a long period of time where they're actually working either full-time or 3 days a week, depending on which program they're in, and they're not getting paid while they're doing that work.
Right. While they're not getting paid, is there any financial support available, I guess, from the university or any other source to the social work students during this period?
Not routinely. We don't have a bursary system. In some countries, social work students might be eligible for a bursary that tops up their usual kinds of student allowances and recognises the fact that they're perhaps less able to work while they're on their placements. I mean, we do have students who do work while they're on placement. I've had students who work weekends, do shifts on the weekend in hospo or in care or, you know, anything they can get really, while they're also doing a placement full time. So yeah, there's very little. I mean, there are some hardship grants that students can access through the university, but they're not huge and they're not just handed out, you know, really easily. So it's not easy for students to access that money, and it is just a one-off grant generally, so it's not enough to sustain people over any length of time.
Is this lack of financial support, I guess, bringing stress to these students?
Oh, absolutely. We know it is. I mean, one of the reasons we did the study in the first place was that we knew from anecdotes and from students sharing with us that students were finding it really hard, and that placement was a particularly tough point because of the impact on their ability to work. We know that most students do supplement their allowances with paid work. It's not, the allowances aren't enough to live on and pay rent, particularly in the larger cities in New Zealand. And so placement, if you're working full-time, you know, it becomes a really stress point, but it's also a really important part of their learning journey, and it's often the part of the learning journey that students value the most. So it's kind of hard that they really want to do it, but they also know it's very stressful. So we had come across students who were sleeping in their cars. One student was found sleeping in a park at one point, not one of ours, but and you know, we had quite common students talking to us about the challenges that they faced with just getting enough to eat and being able to pay their bills. That's why we decided to do the study, because we kind of knew that this problem was out there, and when we talked with colleagues in other universities, their students were telling the same story, and so we thought it was really useful if we were going to lobby government for support or lobby the Social Workers Registration Board, for example, for greater flexibility, then we needed to have some good evidence.
A lot of people would picture these social work students, I guess, as young people. Are there many social work students who would be, you know, supporting families or children during this period?
Yes, we do know that we do have a range of ages in social work. I mean, they're probably Depending on which programs, so the programs around the country are quite different, and some programs tend to attract an older group. For example, some of the programs that are offered by distance tend to attract older students who are maybe working and have family responsibilities and so want the flexibility of online. But even in the campus-based courses, we do have older students. Older students are more likely to have caring responsibilities. So you'll see in some of the detail in our study that they were a particularly vulnerable group. And while they might on paper be older and perhaps have had some period of employment before and had opportunities to earn, they're not necessarily well off. They're not necessarily coming from situations where they have other family income or anything like that that is that they can call on. And I did have older students who I actually interviewed for the study who talked about that stress of having to perhaps give up their part-time job for the period of their placement and how much money they had to try and save so that they could afford to do that.
You mentioned also a petition to the Social Work Registration Board. What kind of solutions, I guess, are you petitioning for this financial hardship?
Well, we haven't directly petitioned the Social Workers Registration Board. There is a sort of concerted action happening at the moment. There's a group that is coordinated that through social media on paid placements, and that group is also looking at similar issues for nursing students and teaching students. In fact, generally students in the helping profession degree programs who have to do clinical hours as part of their registration. So anyone going into a health profession, for example, has to do clinical hours, and they're typically not paid. So there is action there. The Professional Association for Social Workers did sort of put out a statement, prepared a report and presented that to the outgoing minister in the previous government to sort of argue for better allowances or sort of top-up allowances for students who are going out on clinical placements. But that's obviously with a change of government, we don't know what the outcome will be. But this is not just a national issue. There's quite a lot of interest in this in other countries. There's quite a big campaign happening in Australia, and the issue of social work student poverty is also coming up in other countries like the UK and the US. Because what happens particularly is, most people would think it would be desirable to have a really diverse range of people going into professions like social work or teaching or nursing, to have people in those professions who understand the communities that they're working with. And often we're looking in New Zealand at people coming from Māori or Pacific backgrounds who are not necessarily coming with a high income or with families that have a high income. So they're facing disadvantage before they come in and then struggling then while they're students to sort of maintain their standard of living, at least at a very basic level, while they're studying. So it's kind of like one of the things we don't know, because the research hasn't been done yet, is who drops out and what happens to those people who drop out and who they are. We do know from our study, we do have some information, though it's not been analysed yet, about students who considered dropping out, because quite a high number of our students in the survey did talk about potentially dropping out. But the ones that we did interview, the ones who completed the survey, were either still studying or had finished. So there's that group that we don't know about, other than anecdotally, who did drop out. And that's a loss, obviously. If they're dropping out, say, having done 2 years of a four-year degree and they drop out, then that's a loss. So obviously they're going to have a student debt, perhaps, and also they've given up 2 years of their life and not achieved their goal, which was, to get a qualification.
So moving forward, I guess, what recommendations would you make towards the university or larger social work bodies to address the issue?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, the university's hands are tied, and it's not something that we can easily remedy. There's a very limited flexibility in the arrangements for placements. And, you know, the regulations at the moment require us to meet requirements for our students to demonstrate that they've met requirements in order to get registered. And social work is a profession with protection of title, which means that you can't call yourself a social worker unless you're registered, and you can't get registered unless you've met the requirements. So we don't have a lot of control over that. We have alerted the Social Workers Registration Board about the problems that our students are facing in Aotearoa, and we will continue to do that. We will, you know, one of the things I want to do now that this article is published is have another meeting with the registration board and just see what they feel they can do. I mean, there's a couple of things that would help. The obvious one is better financial support. And we would be lobbying for that, not just for social work students, but for all students going into helping professions who are not going to go into highly paid work and who are really struggling to meet the requirements. And we need them. There are shortages. We all read about, you know, shortages of professionals, the loss of nursing graduates, for example, to Australia for higher pay. And so it's an issue that should be of concern to us. And so better financial support, a recognition that people doing full-time placements, they're actually working, they're not getting paid, and they should be able to survive those periods of placement without having to work extra shifts or work weekends, which effectively means they're working 7 days a week. I mean, it just shouldn't be happening, and we need to have better financial support.
That was the University of Auckland's Professor Liz Beddow speaking about a paper she co-authored on hardship for social work students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.